Oops, your files have been encrypted. Probably an extremely scary notification to receive on your computer, right? Well, unfortunately, this is the reality that we face living in the digital age. Hackers, now more than ever, have had such an easy access to get into our files, personal data, and so much more within our computers, handheld devices, cell phones, and much more. There's a lot to be aware of when it comes to hackers. Fortunately for you, you are listening to the Don't Risk It, Secure It podcast, a podcast provided by 24x7 Security, an ideal podcast for all things cybersecurity and cybersecurity news. Make sure you continue listening to the episode to learn about all things hackers and how you can avoid getting hacked. Remember, don't risk it, secure it. But don't take my word for it. Let's see what our guest has to say.
Please be aware that you are a target. Hacking is a huge global business, and your personal information is valuable and can be sold on the dark web.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Don't Risk It, Secure It podcast. I'm your host, Elisa Bibilonia. And in today's episode, I'm going to cover all things hackers and hacking. But first, I do want to introduce my guest for today's episode. She is one of our security analysts here at the 24x7 security team. I'm introducing Yulia Pine.
Hi, Elisa, and thank you for having me. I'm glad to discuss this topic with you today.
Yes, I'm so happy to be doing this with you too. So when I was doing research for this episode, I came across this documentary. It was called The Secret History of Hacking, and I just found it so interesting. It was basically talking about some of these hackers, that famous names like John Draper and Kevin Mitnick. Basically, I'll sum it down just because, you know, I don't want to give everything away, but these guys would hack in, well, first of all, hacking started through the phone system. It wasn't through computer. Then it transitioned into computer, but a lot of these times they just did it for fun, for, you know, to be a prankster, to pull jokes, and they would do crazy things, like hack into the McDonald's speaker. It was actually really funny. This guy Kevin Mitnick would hack into the McDonald's speaker and would see if the car was lower, it indicated that it was a heavier person in the car. And they would order, and he would say in the speaker, like, order a salad or something, you know, like all this crazy stuff. So whatever, they just did it for fun. But as I did more research, I realized that a lot of people don't do it for fun. Hacking has become a business pretty much, and they'll take information that's extremely compromising, that's identifiable, and they won't do it for good reasons. I read this book, it's called Future Crimes, and in the book it was saying that a baby camera monitor was hacked, and the hacker was able to see the name of the baby and was saying obscenities to the baby. And it's just, you know, there's people out there that are dangerous and that want to harm. So it's up to us to be as secure as we can, right?
So yeah. I saw this story on TV. It was all over the news.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. But now more and more people are realizing, like, anything can get hacked. Like, you just think your computer or your phone, things like that, but you don't think about the other things. So it's really important to bring up. So I want to ask you, Yulia, it's talked about a lot, and we have even mentioned in this podcast just how easy it is to get hacked, and that it's a lot easier than we think. So could you give more details just how easy it is, and what are the main things that we should be looking out for as everyday internet users, for our personal or either business, right? So what would you say there?
Sure. Thank you so much, Elisa, for your question. Well, first, it's important to understand that hacking is not only about someone gaining unauthorized access to your network or your Alexa or computer. Mm-hmm. The unprotected, unpatched device, it's a target for hackers for sure. But there is another technique that hackers use. It's social engineering.
Okay.
You can get hacked easily by giving up your information to hackers. For example, you can get a call from someone who claims he works for trusted outside authorities, such as law enforcement or IRS, asking you to release your personal information.
Yeah.
They usually claims that it's really urgent, it's critical, and it might affect you or someone you love.
Yeah, and then people are stressed about that.
That's right. So they might try to make you trust them by disclosing some personal information about you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
Elisa, where do you think they get all this information?
I have no idea.
Well, they look at your social media accounts. They search your public records or records available on a dark web. So if you be aware what you
post.
Be careful what you post on your social media accounts. If you disclose any of your personal information, such as full name, your date of birth, your driver's license or social security number, hackers will use this information to access your account.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to get easily hacked is by clicking on phishing email. In fact, over 90% of attacks come from phishing. Please don't click on any link that looks suspicious or questionable.
Yeah.
A gift card from Starbucks, for example, sounds like a really good Christmas gift, but it could be a hacker trying to inject malware into your computer.
Yeah, it's never a gift card from Starbucks.
Or Dunkin' Donut. Please think before you click and only download files from people and sources you know and trust. You know, there is so much to cover regarding this topic, and all I want to say is yes, it is easy to get hacked.
Mm-hmm.
Please be cautious. Double check before you click on any link or download files from the internet. Trust but verify, and first you have to verify, and then verify again, and verify again.
Yeah, triple check, double check, all of that.
That's right.
So, Yulia, could you elaborate on ethical hackers?
Sure. An ethical hacker is a security expert who acts as a malicious intruder to penetrate a computer system to reveal vulnerabilities to the system owners. Ethical hackers are proactively looking for vulnerabilities, but instead of taking advantage of any vulnerabilities found or sell them on a dark web, they provide advice on how to fix the vulnerabilities so a company can improve its overall security. In order for hacking to be ethical, the hacker must have permission from the owner to probe the network and identify security risk. Also, ethical hacker is required to research, document, and discuss their methods and security findings with management and IT teams.
Nice. So I guess that kind of leads to the next question. Why do you think companies should do penetration testing?
Well, they definitely should, because companies should be proactive and test existing security controls. Penetration test offers the ability to safely test your system resistance to existing hacking attempts. And summarized results of the penetration test are essential for assessing the current security level of the company's IT systems. The information about identified security gaps and potential impact on the system's functioning and performance can really help organization to develop or update the existing information security program.
Nice. I didn't know that. And now I guess the million-dollar question: what can someone do once they do get hacked? Because a lot of times it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So what can someone do when they're in that situation?
First, I would advise to change your passwords. Mm-hmm. Especially passwords to your financial accounts and emails. Some people use same username and password.
for every account.
That's right. So that's the passwords and credentials you have to change first.
Okay.
Then freeze your credit and monitor your financial and credit accounts. I'm not sure, Elisa, if you are aware of it, but these days you can freeze your credit within minutes. You don't need to call to credit bureaus anymore. You can just place a credit freeze on your credit reports online.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know that.
Well, right after podcast, you should freeze your credit.
There we go.
Second, I would say contact people who can help you. If you believe your online identity has been stolen, you can contact your banks and ask them to replace your credit and debit cards just to be secure.
Right.
And double secure.
Exactly. As secure as you can be, right?
Yeah. Just eliminate the fact that someone can use your credit card and purchase something online.
Yeah, exactly. And so with all the technology that we have now, what is the best way to make sure that, one, we can prevent hacking as much as we can and that all our devices are secure?
My recommendation is to use strong passwords. These days, I would recommend to use passphrases, 20 characters or more. For example, think of the phrase that you can remember, something like, my best friend helped me to fix my house and eat my sushi. That's a really long passphrase, and you will remember it.
Right.
And it's hard to hack.
Yeah. Don't use that one, guys, but use use something like that. Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Then protect your online accounts by turning on multi-factor authentication for as many accounts as you can. For example, two-factor authentication uses the secondary piece of information. For example, a code is being sent to your
cell phone.
Yes, thank you. And or you can use app such as Duo or Google Authenticator app, and there is a code being generated every 30 seconds. And when you enter this code, then only then you can log in into your account. So it's really unlikely that hackers, even they have your login credentials,
they can't get in all the way.
That's right. They can't. It's unlikely they're going to have access to your cell phone.
Yeah.
Another technology I would recommend is a password manager. Password managers create strong passwords for your accounts and store them securely. LastPass is the one of the examples of the password manager tool.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jennifer actually mentioned that in the last episode of the podcast.
Yeah, I highly recommend to look into password manager tools. Also, try to keep copies of your valuable data offline. You can back up your valuable data, such as pictures or financial statements, and store it on a hard drive or USB stick.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining me on this episode. I really appreciate your time. And remember, everyone, don't risk it, secure it. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. And thank you to all the listeners of the podcast.
Thank you, Elisa.
Bye.